Time now for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 92. Tonight, clear with a low of 70. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. 14 4-H members representing Edwards, Lawrence, Richland, Wabash, and Wayne counties have been selected to serve as 4-H ambassadors. Youth ranging from 6th grade to college freshmen completed an application, secured a reference letter, and completed an interview before selections were determined. 3 Wayne County students were selected as ambassadors. Megan Anderson, daughter of Jeremy and Yvette Anderson and a senior at Wayne City High School, Sarah McGeehee, daughter of Gail McGeehee and the late Steve McGeehee and a freshman at FCHS, and Zach Paul, son of Herb and Crystal Paul and a senior at Sisney High School. The purpose of 4-H ambassadors is to provide youth a voice into promoting the 4-H program and their own 4-H stories. Ambassadors can provide a huge impact on the local program, as 4-H members are involved in promoting the benefits of membership to younger people, their friends, potential volunteers, donors, and stakeholders. Any club, business, or organization that would like the local 4-H ambassadors to speak about the 4-H program should call the University of Illinois Extension Office at 842-3702. More news next.
Hi folks, this is Sandy at Gill Sales. Listen up, Speed Queen has just announced that they are extending their warranties on all Speed Queen washers and dryers to 10 years through September 30. That's an additional 7 years of warranty on some models. Couple that with our $68 off per set offer on our electronic control models for our 68th anniversary and business special through August, and wow, what a deal. If you've been thinking about a new Speed Queen washer and dryer, now's the time to take the plunge. Come see us at Gill Sales and Service, 1605 West Main in Fairfield.
Why should we eat dinner together more often? Dinner is a time to relax, recharge, laugh, tell stories, and catch up on the day's ups and downs while developing a sense of who we are as a family. That's what Sisney Key Market prides itself on, providing a home-like environment and a great meal while allowing families to spend the time together they deserve with no worries. Stop by your hometown grocery connection, Sisney Key Market, today on the square in Sisney, where dinner and family go hand in hand.
If you're looking for a new doctor, look no further than the new SSM Health Provider Finder. Search for physicians online based on conditions and treatments, name spellings and pronunciations, and locations near you. What's more, SSM Health doctors are known for taking the time to listen and connect with you. We call this the healing power of presence. You'll find this helpful tool at ssmhealth.com/doctors.
In other news, Edwards County Sheriff Darby Bawee, along with members of the Illinois State Police Southern Illinois Drug Task Force and DEA Task Force out of Indiana, executed an arrest warrant this morning at 21 Pleasant Hill Trailer Park in Albion. 40-year-old Albion resident Roberta K. Eaton was arrested on a Gibson County, Indiana warrant, which charged her with conspiracy to deal methamphetamine. Eaton was transported to the White County Jail and held, pending extradition to Indiana. Bond for the warrant was set at $10,000. 30-year-old Albion resident Brandon J. Couch was also arrested at the residence this morning on an unrelated Edwards County warrant for a probation violation. Couch was booked in the White County Jail and held, pending the posting of $1,000 bond. Fairfield and Wayne City FFA recently participated in Section 23 FFA forestry and horse judging competitions. Fairfield's forestry team placed 5th overall, with Connor Dagg placing 12th individually. Wayne City's forestry team placed 9th at the event, which was held at Sam Dale Lake on Tuesday. Wayne City's horse judging team took home 3rd at the Wayne County Fairgrounds Tuesday evening. Fairfield's horse judging team placed 7th overall, and Jaron Smith placed 6th individually. The USDA's Farm Service Agency is reminding dairy producers that the deadline to enroll in the 2019 Dairy Margin Coverage Program is next Friday, September 20th. The program was authorized by the 2018 Farm Bill and offers protection to dairy producers when the difference between the all-milk price and the average feed cost falls below a certain dollar amount, which is selected by the producer. The FSA estimates over $257.7 million in payments will go out to producers who are currently registered. Margin payments have triggered for each month from January through July. Dairy producers who elect higher coverage levels could be eligible for payments for all 7 months. Under certain levels, the amount paid to farmers will exceed the cost of the premium. Dairy producers can sign up for coverage for the 2020 DMC program from October 7th through December 13th. At the time of sign-up, they can choose between the $4 and $9.50 coverage levels. Producers who locked in coverage in the 2019 sign-up must certify their operation is producing and commercially marketing milk, then pay the annual administrative fee during the 2020 enrollment period. Baptist Children's Home and Family Services in Carmi will host their annual Fall Festival next Saturday, September 21st, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Admission, parking, and lunch are free. Several activities will also be available, such as a tour of the facility's campus, horseback rides, inflatables, live entertainment, and various games and activities. The festival will also hold a quilt and silent auction, and donations of antique king, queen, full or twin-sized quilts will be accepted at the home's offices until tomorrow. Handmade arts and crafts and other items of interest for the silent auction should be at the offices no later than next Friday. Anyone seeking more information can call the office at 382-4164 or visit bchfs.com. Country financial agent Noel Vaughn will retire September 30th after providing 51 years of service to his customers. An open house will be held in his honor next Friday, September 20th, from noon to 5 p.m. The event will take place at The Landing, located just across from the country office on 3rd Street in Fairfield. All of Vaughn's clients, friends, and family are invited to stop by and congratulate him on his retirement. Country Financial sent a letter to Vaughn's clients earlier this month and stated that a search for his replacement is currently underway. The office location and telephone numbers are not expected to change. The Fairfield Park Board will meet tonight at 6. After various reports, the board once again has the Lakeside Reservoir Project listed under old business on its agenda that will allow discussion if members wish. Under new business, the board will discuss upgrades to security cameras in the district. Several areas have undergone damage in the past few months at parks, particularly in restroom areas. Other new business includes a donation request from the Fairfield Area Swim Team and discussion on roof repairs at the Turkey Run and Owl Hoot shelters. The final item of scheduled business deals with a routine bond ordinance notice. The Fairfield Fall Fun Fest continues today. FNB's 5K Run Walk will begin at 6 at the corner of Court and 4th Streets. Registration for it will begin at 4:30. The Prince and Princess contest will begin at 6:30 in the entertainment tent. The Miss Fall Fun Fest pageant will headline the night, and it will start at 8 on the main stage. Christy Pierce and Christy Horning have more information on the pageant.
Chastity Fry from the Chop Shop and Fry's Excavating. She does an excellent job with that, and they have 12 girls this year. So it should be a really fun night, and I'm excited to see the winner.
Well, they get a little prize basket, but the big thing they get is the scholarship, $500 scholarship from Frontier College, and that's actually donated by the college and the Fairfield Retail Merchants. I think they also get the proceeds from the T-shirt sales. The girls have a T-shirt that says, you know, I'm team so-and-so or I'm voting for so-and-so. They're in charge of selling their own colored T-shirts, and that money also goes back to the educational fund.
For tomorrow night, only two events are scheduled, and both begin at 6:30. Platinum Rock Legends will take the main stage, and the Gruen Vocal Studio will be in the entertainment tent, as Horning explains.
On Friday at 6:30, we have Gruen's Vocal Studio. Okay. Now, Katie has taken care of this for probably the last 4 years, and it's, you know, her students in her studio, and they are awesome entertainers, let me tell you. She puts on a great show. And so lots of grandma and grandpas and aunts and uncles and everybody attends that. It's a big attended show.
The Tech Fest will run from 9:15 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. today and tomorrow as well. In other FunFest business, FNB would like to remind the public that its drive-thru and lobby will remain open during regular business hours during the Fall FunFest. People can access the drive-thru by turning north on 3rd Street and following the signs. 3rd Street will be barricaded after banking hours, but the ATM can still be accessed on foot. Other FNB ATM locations in Fairfield include Fairfield Memorial Hospital, the Bobcat Den, and Knapp Sitgo. FNB is a member FDIC. The winners of yesterday's Fall FunFest button drawing were buttons numbered 135 and 585. Winners may pick up their reward of $25 in Chamber Bucks at McDowell, Kinchelow & Jessup, LLC. Frontier Community College has planned a special evening for high school students on October 2nd. The event is titled SPIN, or Student and Parent Information Night. Students in Clay, Edwards, and Wayne counties are invited to attend, and the highlight of the evening will be the awarding of several scholarships. SPIN will be held from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Workforce Development Center on FCC's campus. Students and parents will learn firsthand about FCC's programs and degrees and meet with instructors and academic advisors. They will also learn about upcoming scholarship opportunities and financial aid, as Julie Bryant explains.
And they're going to play a really big role in this. And that's one of the biggest pieces that we're promoting for this event, because financial aid can be really confusing to people. They don't even know what they might qualify for or what would be available specifically for Frontier. So this is a great way to learn about that. And so we'll have Lori Noh, who's our financial aid coordinator. She will be there, and her assistant, Kat Halterman. And they're going to be handing out papers on the upcoming scholarships that you can apply for, because we award those in the spring semester to graduating seniors. And they'll also be talking about the FAFSA and promoting the upcoming FAFSA completion night. So that is planned for later in October. And it's after we close from 4:30 to 6:30, parents, students can come by and learn how to fill out the FAFSA for the next year.
The evening will also include a dinner catered by La Fuente. At the event's conclusion, FCC will award several $500 tuition scholarships to high school seniors in attendance. There will be at least one winner from each high school in Clay, Edwards, and Wayne counties. Though only the seniors can get a scholarship at the event, Carrie Halbert says other high schoolers are more than welcome to attend.
And I know we're, you know, giving scholarships to the seniors, but I really want to encourage the juniors to attend as well. Like Julie said, even if you aren't sure about where you're going to go, I mean, Frontier is a great place to get started with your, you know, do your associate's degree and then transfer on to a four-year. But those juniors really need to start thinking about where they're going to attend.
Right.
I know sometimes they kind of think, oh, I have plenty of time. Well, no, it happens very quickly. So, you know, we even last year went on a college visit for my kids. So you have to really start thinking ahead. And I really want to encourage the parents of juniors or even possibly sophomores.
Students who plan to attend are encouraged to RSVP via a Google form, which may be obtained from a school guidance counselor or the FCC website or Facebook page. Those who RSVP will be entered to win a special giveaway. Anyone looking for more information about SPIN may contact Carrie Halbert Coordinator of Recruitment and Retention, at 842-3711 or by email at halbertc@iecc.edu. Attendance was up at this year's DuQuoin State Fair. Kim Howard has the story.
Nearly 124,000 people went to the DuQuoin Fair, an increase of 23% over last year and the highest in 4 years. Fair spokesperson Krista Lisser says strong grandstand concert sales helped boost attendance numbers.
By generating more at the ticket office for the grandstand, that brought more people to the fairgrounds, but also for the first time since 2016, it was free admission to the fair, and I think that brought a lot of families back out.
DuQuoin grandstand concert ticket sales were up by 26% this year. Concert revenue increased by 37%. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
3 generations ago, friends and neighbors banded together to energize the future. They brought power to the community and built an electric co-op. Today, your local co-op proudly stands as a part of the national network of Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, which means you receive best-in-class service for your community at an affordable price.
Wayne White County's Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Post-frame buildings continue to pop up all over the area. And at Graver Post Buildings, they've been putting up buildings for over 40 years. Garages, pole barns, storage buildings, workshops, apartments, even indoor basketball courts, and some of the most attractive commercial buildings in the state. Every job is specific and unique to your wants and your needs. Graver Post also has packages for contractors and do-it-yourselfers. So for your next building or roofing project, call for a free quote at Graver Post, 800-264-5013.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 91. It is time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Representative, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow is at 27,303, up 166. The NASDAQ is at 8,216, up 46. October crude oil is at $54.92. That is down 83 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 62-year-old McLeansboro resident Kathy Bond died at 8:01 p.m. on Tuesday at Hamilton Memorial Hospital in McLeansboro. She worked as a home caregiver. Kathy Bond is survived by her husband, Robert Bond of McLeansboro, son Terry Bond of Junction, 2 grandchildren, brothers Terry Bassemeyer of Carmi and Michael Bassemeyer of Johnston City, and sisters Robin Desmuke of Belleville, Pam Bassemeyer of Carmi, and Brenda Bassemeyer of Princeton, Indiana. Funeral services for Kathy Bond will be held at 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Piopolis, with burial in St. John the Baptist Catholic Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 5 to 8 p.m. on Friday, tomorrow, at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. A rosary service will begin at 7. Memorials can be made to the St. John the Baptist Catholic Cemetery Fund, and they will be accepted at the funeral home or the church. Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and go home the same day? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to driving in 5 days? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to most normal activities in 2 weeks? With Asbury & Associates, you can. Dr. David Asbury is the most experienced surgeon in Southern Illinois performing robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. This state-of-the-art technology offers women many benefits over traditional surgery. This minimally invasive procedure requires only small incisions. You'll experience less pain and blood loss with fewer complications. Call Asbury & Associates to learn more about robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. 618-244-4800 or visit our website, asburyandassociates.com. Asbury & Associates, with four locations in Southern Illinois to serve you. Asbury & Associates, 618-244-4800.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 Fairfield area weather for today. Sunny skies, a high today of 92. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low of 70 and a 40% chance for rain tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 85. Outlook for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, partly cloudy on Saturday, a high of 82 and low of 60. Sunny skies on Sunday, Sunday's high will be around 90 with a low of 68, and mostly sunny skies on Monday. Monday will have a high of 92 and a low of 68.